Hello, hello, Anchor World. It's your girl Stuff Star here on Stuff Star Radio, Season 2, Episode 2. I'm keeping track now. Thank you for being here with me. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here. Where are we gonna start? Today is Tuesday. And it's been a wild Tuesday. I'm not gonna lie. It's been pretty wild. I should have done this about a week ago. But there's no time anymore. There's no Monday. There's no Tuesday. My sleep is all fucked up. I've been going to bed at like 3 in the morning. Not by choice. Really sleepy right now. But I really wanted to record. Like, I've been just taking notes and little things that I want to talk about that stick in my head. The main things, you know, I'm not an everything type of person. It's the stuff I'm into, more or less. And I want to start with French Montana, because I just got off Twitter really quick. And he was further down the list from something from earlier because of his song. That's a fact. It's pretty catchy. Sounds a lot like Dior, Pop Smoke song. So people have been talking about him earlier today, because in my opinion, my ears, I have like these ears, I can hear every single sound. It's the same beat. He's basically just writing the beat of the song, and basically people are saying he copied Pop Smoke. I don't think he copied Pop Smoke. I think it's just a similar beat. It happens. Move on. People sample things. People don't. It's just what it is. The reason why he was trending on Twitter, or is trending on Twitter right now, is because of a comparison he made to Kendrick Lamar. I was having this conversation earlier with my husband about French Montana's hits, and we started playing French, and just, you know, all his classics come up on YouTube. You play a song, you know, back to back, stuff starts playing, and we're like, yo, French Montana has hits back to back, feature and no feature, say what you want to say. The dude has hits, and he has been doing this for a while, and it fucking sucks that he doesn't get the respect he deserves. Like, come on. Every fucking song has become a hit, and people always take it to the awards. So I always take it to a place I don't want to take it to, which is like, is it because he's not all the way black, or because he, you know, like, he's a person of color, he's not white? Is it because he's not black? Because that sucks. It's similar to what they do with Cardi, because she's Latina. I don't like that. Hip-hop is for everybody. Hip-hop is from the Bronx. And this is a person that basically was raised in the Bronx. So I don't understand why they do that to him. I think he deserves more credit. He's definitely one of my favorite artists. I'm not like a fan of anything. I always say I'm not a fan of anything, just the Yankees. I'm a fan of Frenchie's music. Been listening to it for a while. He's from, hey, shout out to my Haven, that's my hood. So I really don't know what's the deal with we're not, you know, giving French his flowers right now, because he deserves them. It's what it is. I could pull up any song. I got a song for every fucking mood with this guy. Like, it's just, he's that type of person. He doesn't have awards because you're not giving him the fucking credit that he deserves. I don't want to hear this shit. But that's what it is. Which takes me to an even better debate. Jay-Z versus Drake. So this also happened today. Crazy Tuesday. I'm telling you. I don't know what's going on today. What's in the air? Is it Tuesday today? Is it Tuesday? I don't even know what day we're on. I probably need sleep. So people were saying Drake is better than Jay-Z, or he could beat Jay-Z, or he could battle Jay-Z and beat him. I don't know what people were saying. I'm offended by this because, yeah, HOV, I don't know who's gonna beat Hov. Jay-Z's already in his own lane already. You know, people have to understand that you cannot compare Jay-Z to anything anymore, anyone, anything. He's his own species. He's Jay-Z. He's the GOAT. Drake is a GOAT. He's one of the GOATs. But Jay-Z is the GOAT. Like, it's Jay-Z. Come on. You know. Everyone knows I'm a Jay-Z fan. I'm a fan of him. He got me there. I am. But let's just not do that. Everybody has their own thing, and they take it back to awards and all this thing and the features and how did he get that song and what. No, we're not doing that, because I'm just gonna leave it at HOV. He's in his own lane already. Drake is up there. He's definitely next to French Montana on my list of favorites, but he's no Jay-Z. He's no Jay-Z. Jay-Z has ran through decades, something that no one, not even Drake, has done. In time, maybe. In time, he's definitely gunning for it, but it's not the same. I don't think it's a fair fight to do that. He did it all without a pen. Come on. When Drake started coming out, I'll never forget, and I'm a fan of Drake. I'm going to keep saying that because, not a fan, but, you know, he's one of my favorites. I don't want it to sound like I'm undermining Drake or like I'm coming at Drake. I like Drake. I like Drake a lot. I like his music a lot. And I don't want my words to be misconstrued, but I also don't give a fuck to say. No one can beat Jay-Z, okay? Drake came out, Drake started out on a BlackBerry reading rhymes off a phone, and Jay-Z did it all without a pen, so we're just gonna, this don't even need to be discussed anymore. So, that's what it is. That's what it is. I caught about 10 minutes. I mean, she's only doing like 20 minutes of actual live airtime, but I caught like 20 minutes of the Wendy show, and she has been doing the show from home, and she's doing it in her kitchen, and she's just sitting there eating bizarre breakfast. This, she should have like a segment called Bizarre Breakfast with Wendy, because she had 3 boiled eggs for breakfast today. I think she had a pickle yesterday. I don't know, because I'm telling you, I'm so out of whack with my routine and times of day and days of the week that I'm just all out of whack, and it sucks. But I try to catch her. I caught her today. Everybody misses Wendy. She's a character. I mean, yeah, she's entertaining to look at. Some people just are. Some people don't have to do anything to be entertaining. Some people just walk in a room and don't have to do anything. Like, you could literally just stand there and say, I'm not doing anything, and people will be amazed. It's just your essence, you know? You gotta have that essence. And that is something that Wendy embodies fully. And that's what people are watching. So she has some guy. I don't know the guy's name. I don't know the guy. She sounded British or something. And the guy was saying how, like, people are still tuning in to watch her, even though she's just eating on TV. Yeah, Wendy, people are, because number one, no one wants to watch the news. It's depressing. Number two, Wendy was what people were watching before. Why would that change? I mean, maybe go watch a show or something. But people that have their set routines watch Wendy in the morning. That's the only time it airs. And it's what it is. It's something to watch. It's entertaining. She has good little stories from from like everywhere. Like, you learn something from everywhere watching Wendy. So it sucks that it's only like 20 minutes, but I also understand, you know, in between commercial breaks and she's filming from home, it's a train wreck that you can't stop looking at. Like, I'm not gonna stop seeing that. It's horrible, but I like it. It's something, it's like a guilty pleasure. That's my guilty pleasure. My baby, like, we used to do the "How you doing?" You know, it was in our routine, but I guess that part's my fault for not sticking to the routine. It's hard with the quarantine to stick to the routine, but we'll survive. So the train wreck that you can't look away from, I don't know. It surprised me. It threw me off a little bit that she had like the one that goes like, "And people are talking about who wants to watch my show, but you're here watching." And in my head, I'm like, "Well, lady, yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching it all. I see it all. I hear it all." Mom, it is. It's very entertaining, and it's just one of those things. Just want to hear her talk, and that's what it is. I have been working on a playlist. I forgot. One of my passions is making playlists, and someone on something put me on to a song, and the title is playlist, but the way it's spelled is like PLYLST. And I thought that was pretty cool. I'm into like words and letters, as you might or may not know. Oh, I'm so tired. I need sleep. But yeah, I've been working on a playlist, but it has to be a certain way. Like, it's a tone. Like, a playlist sets the tone for something. So I don't want to just compile a bunch of songs together. I want to tell a story through a playlist. So I'm working on a playlist, and I might be able to share it on here. If not, I'll put a link to it. But I'm definitely working on that playlist. It should be called a 420 playlist because I started it yesterday, but I have my hands like in something 24/7, and by the time my baby goes to bed, I try to catch up with the housework, which never finishes. By the way, let me tell you something. Today I found out there's no amount of caffeine and no amount of housework that you can get done to keep up with a 22-month-old. She will be 23 months on the 1st of May. She's like weeks away from the terrible twos, and it's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. I'm scared because people are like, "The twos, you're worried about the twos. You should be worried about the threes." I don't want to be worried about any of it. And she has like electrifying energy. Like, the girl cannot sit still. And I get it. Like, she's not spending her energy. You know, she's not releasing her little baby energy out into the world, and it's all like pent up because we're not going out because of freaking Rona and the quarantine. But it's so much energy, and I'll start cleaning up on one side, and as I'm going, she's right behind me undoing everything that I just fixed. So by the time I get to the whisper hour, which is now, she's been sleeping really good. I'm just drained. But I don't want to sound drained because this is something that I enjoy. This and making playlists and writing and painting are things I enjoy. And I'm jumping in both feet. I know how to swim a little bit. I'll make it. I'll doggy paddle if I have to. Backstrokes. I like doing like a backward butterfly. On the pool. Today, I normally do this. I do this often. I start recording at like right at midnight, right before midnight, so it turns into the next day. So I've been recording for like No, I'm just kidding. I haven't been recording for 2 days, but you know what I mean. So today, tomorrow morning, tonight, today, right now, Wednesday, the 22nd, are my days right? Yes, Wednesday the 22nd is Earth Day. You guys know the nerd in me. I'm a hippie. I'm a nature lover. I'm a flower child. All of the above. It's Earth Day. I'm wearing a green t-shirt. You wear a green t-shirt too, because Earth has our back, you know? We spent some time. That means I could talk my ass off, man. Well, being that it's Earth Day, I started watching. I stumbled upon a show. It's called Night on Earth. It's called Night on Earth, and it's basically, I thought it should have been called Nature at Night. Sounds catchier to me, but that's just me. It's basically Nature at Night. The show is on Netflix, and it's called Night on Earth, and it's animals at night hunting, and you see owls eating weird animals that I've never seen in my life. It was so dope. It's really cool. If you're into that stuff, I recommend it. It's just cool. The shot is from like night vision, and they flip it on and off, so you can see what it looks like in the dark and what it would look like if it was broad daylight. It's pretty cool. I thought that was cool. I don't want to say I've been binging on Netflix. I watch like an hour or two of TV a day in between, you know, life and just here and there. And I didn't know, late to the party stuff, like always, I didn't know that the second part of the R. Kelly documentary was out. And I started watching it, I think Sunday night. That's probably what I've been doing instead of recording, but it doesn't matter because the point still stands. That man should never, ever, ever be let out of jail. I'm a person that thinks a lot about things because of anxiety and reasons that I have. And it just makes you wonder a lot, and even more because they put a lot of emphasis on the celebrity of this man. You know, because he's a celebrity, he can get away with it. And honestly, it's a person like me who overthinks already. It just makes me wonder, like, is there other celebrities who've done shit like this that are doing things like this, you know? People will do anything for a little bit of fame or just to be around someone that's famous or a celebrity. And being a celebrity just means a lot of people know you. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make you any different than a regular human being that's not known or that's super low-key and keeps to themselves. And it's insane how powerful notoriety is. Like, just because you're known, it's crazy. It's really sick. And I think there's like one more part I didn't see. It was like the after series, and kind of was exhausting. And I just hope that guy never gets out of jail, and that the chick wakes up and realizes what's really going on. That kind of put me in a somber mode. But I touched on my bases. I'm going to bed. You guys should go to bed too if you're up right now. If you're not up right now, then this is awkward, because how are you hearing this if you're not up right now? It's 1 a.m. I think I'm going to bed. People, please don't go out just because people want to protest and open Earth or open the world or open outside, whatever you want to call it. Don't go outside. Don't fall for it. They give you a little bit of money and now they're like, go spend your money for their pockets. They're basically getting their money back. Don't fall for it. It's the freaking trap. Okay, put your money away. Save it. Pay rent. People probably not paying rent. Y'all better pay your rent. I'm hardly whispering and I don't want to wake people up. So, I'll be back at the end of this week with episode 3. And I'm glad. I like this fresh start. I think I can see the direction clearer now. I don't want to be like all over the place, you know. I want to have a tone of this, and it's like forming itself. So I like this. So I'll be back. Remember, the Rona's still out there. Stay home. Nobody could ever beat Jay-Z. And please give French Montana his flowers. Ahorita mismo. Because, yeah, like, the man got songs with everybody. Y'all better stop. Stop playing yourself. I'm telling you. That's why y'all be having sleeping problems. Because y'all haters. Not y'all. Anybody that doesn't agree with me. Just kidding. This was nice. I will be on here soon. Sooner than I hope. And I'll be well rested so I don't sound this crazy. Toodaloo, motherfucker.